Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Edward Snowden revealed the government collected information from millions of people without their knowledge. The NSA says everything it's doing is perfectly legal.
I, sitting at my desk, certainly had the authorities to wiretap anyone, from you or your accountant to a federal judge to even the president if I had a personal email.
In 2013, a young NSA contractor named Edward Snowden shocked the world by exposing details of the American government's covert spying operations across the globe. The systems he revealed didn't just target terrorists or foreign governments, but ordinary citizens, including Americans.
Even if you're not doing anything wrong, you're being watched and recorded. This is the truth. This is what's happening. You should decide whether we need to be doing this.
A year after Snowden blew the whistle, my colleagues Glenn Greenwald, Laura Poitras, and I started an adversarial news organization where necessary independent journalism could bring transparency and accountability to our most powerful institutions. We called it The Intercept.
The Intercept.
The Intercept.
The Intercept.
The Intercept.
The Intercept.
It comes from a website called Intercept.
The Intercept has been and continues to be a champion of the free press, a defender of the narrowly functioning democracy we live in. Our reporting and our commitment to exposing injustice couldn't be any more urgent than right now.
With that drone strike on terror targets in Yemen, of course...
When you get these terrorists, you have to take out their families.
You must disperse immediately. This is no longer a peaceful protest.
So in January, as soon as Donald Trump and his cronies take power, we're starting a weekly podcast, Intercepted.
Database is okay, and watch list is okay, and surveillance is okay. If you don't mind, I want to surveil. I want surveillance.
Every week, I'll offer analysis on the most pressing stories, those unfolding in public and the ones hidden in the shadows. I'll also talk with my Intercept colleagues about the crucial issues of our time.
The fact that we keep talking about militias as militias, that's what they like. I mean, militia is a word that, you know, they kind of wear with pride.
The Syrian conflict has been going on for 5 years now. To prolong the conflict, not end it, is the most negative role the U.S. has played in this conflict.
This election was an absolute tragedy for American feminism. But at the same time, I think it's a big mistake not to take this moment to reflect a little bit on what this reveals about our movement.
When you keep continuously holding yourself out as purveyors of and defenders and protectors of institutions and a culture that most of the people in the country completely despise, of course, the country is going to turn its back on you and will reject you because you're purporting to defend something that they hate.
Intercepted premieres January 25th. Subscribe now on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Until then, I'm Jeremy Scahill.
A new leader will be elected. They'll flip the switch, say that because of the dangers that we face in the world, you know, some new and unpredicted threat, we need more authority. We need more power. And there will be nothing the people can do at that point to oppose it. And it'll be turnkey tyranny.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.